The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother, and Me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
What's up, Trav Nation? I'm your middlest brother, Travis Big Dog, Woof Woof, McElroy.
I'm your sweet baby brother, 30 under 30 media luminary, Griffin McElroy. Guys, I'm going to be honest, take you behind the bit. It is hard to talk to you all and look at you all while there is also an Instagram reel of two adult men slopping down wet dogs also on my computer monitor.
Which one has the strategy of dipping the buns? Who dips
they
the buns?
They both dip the buns. So, okay,
they both dip the buns.
Please, there must be some decorum here.
Can we be serious now?
Can we be serious
can we be
now?
Serious? These are competitors.
We didn't get to watch Joey Chestnut eat his mini dogs at the Nathan's
contest.
Don't
like contest to watch that. It happened. Don't like to watch it happen.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know
surgery. Surgery helps people. I don't want to watch surgery happen. Gross.
I don't want to watch surgery videos unless it's like really lo-fi 3D models of people that they would show in like the 1990s, like that level, where it looks like a sim, like they're doing surgery. Anyway.
Yeah.
Netflix.
There's a peek inside Griffin's thing.
Netflix has done it. Netflix got these two greats in the room, Joey Chestnut and Kobayashi. But here's the problem, guys. I've never actually watched one of these things.
Okay. What are you feeling? What are you learning?
Well, I'm learning that I like to think of myself as an investor in Netflix, who has had a membership for quite some time, all the way back to the disc era.
Oh, yeah.
I think of myself as sort of on the board. And the fact that I believe now like $25 a month is being spent on so much dripping wet meat makes me feel like my tax dollars are not being spent in the way that maybe I or God would want them to be spent.
I think that there needs to be Netflix, if you do this again somehow, maybe have a puppy bowl like alternative where
there's something in the corner of the screen I can be looking at when it gets too
challenging. Oh, like have SpongeBob and Patrick show up to like comment on it. Makes me feel a little safer.
That would be fun for kids. I have the Instagram reel right now of these two men slopping them down. And it sucks so bad. And I'll start here. They spill a lot of water on their bodies. I didn't think about this, but they don't dunk the dogs as much as they put the dog in the mouth and then they turn their mouth into like the it's devil's wet water, cocktail shaker, and they put they pour water in there. But a lot also sort of slops down their chest and tummy, and it gets them like really, really wet.
Can I just say they're clearly kings in this field. Is that really the best?
Yeah,
that's the best.
I mean, the meta is constantly evolving.
The meta is shifting all the time, Travis.
Now that there's Bloomberg hot dogs out, it's really changing the game.
Well, then we got double jointed Johnny Sausage is really changing the game. What he can do is he can hold a dog he can hold four dogs at a time between each finger, eight dogs at a time. And then he sort of does them Wolverine claws out in a crisscross pattern
like a
into
shuffle,
his throat. So he can jam eight down at once. But last time he did have to be medically revived. He was dead for 2.5 minutes after trying that one.
From the nitrogens.
from all the nitrogen that went into him.
Yeah.
They spill a lot of water. I'm watching this, guys. I'm watching. It goes basically, here's the pattern. Water, dog. It starts dog, water. Dog, water. I'm not seeing a place for the air to go in.
The air's in the buns trapped. That's why you got to have a good bake on the bun to have lots of air bubbles in it.
Okay, so the sort of glutinous like pockets of air inside buns, that's how their body's getting oxygen in this moment.
Yeah, that's how they're oxygenating their blood with the buns.
It's so hard when the other best to ever do it is in there with Joey Chestnut.
Yeah.
And Joey absolutely flattens Kobayashi by a good 17 hot dog margin. Apparently Kobayashi ate 67, but they deducted one hot dog's worth of leavings on the ground, of hot dog leavings on the ground.
The shavings.
You gotta watch that.
And Joey,
you gotta watch that.
83. Joey, who was notably 83? Kicked out. Yeah, man. He broke his own record. And perhaps to like really show Nathan's hot dogs, because he got in trouble with them for advertising non-meat dogs, and so they kicked him out of the competition. He shows up, stunts on his own record, his Nathan's record, with this 83, and also sponsored by Dude Wipes, which is a bathroom brand just
perhaps,
for the guys.
Perhaps, mayhaps, the greatest sponsorship choice of all time.
It is like, it's like Master Chief if he had a thing on his arm advertising the Space Red Cross.
Yeah.
Like, yes, I am both creating the need and advertising the solution.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dude
And you
Wipes.
Know you can trust me about personal wipes. I just ate 83 hot dogs.
Yeah, you want to talk about a rough bathroom experience and how to recover from it?
Yeah, ask Einstein. Guy. All that matters coming out. That's how it works.
I think it sucks that we haven't gotten a single penny of Dude Wipes money.
How is that?
I don't understand that? It. I'm a dude who wipes. We're dudes who wipe. So you tell me why not. Did we say something or do something in the past? Probably.
Are we not dude enough?
Or probably not wipes enough.
Oh, that's true.
We would be a great fit for that brand. Not as great as a man who's about to have the worst shit in recorded history.
His own personal record mascot. Worst shit.
Don't you think? Okay, I don't want to get too puerile on this show. I want to keep this tasteful. So if we could try to keep this tasteful.
Okay.
But don't you think that if they're going to have a competition about who gets it in the best, they should have a competition about who gets it out. Who is making best use of all the...
Yes.
Dude who's wipe. Cleanest?
Yeah.
Who's most efficient?
Now, this is interesting.
Tidiest?
Because now you might lose time where it's like every two dogs get some roughage in there. Right?
Right.
You're like trying to balance out.
I won't win the eating contest, but I can sure as hell win the
digestion.
Extraction.
The digestion. Yeah. Huh.
I can't imagine this juice that they are basically creating in their mouth coming out of a human body in any kind of traditional manner. I have to imagine that at the Chestnut Labs, they have been working on a sort of dialysis machine for digestion, or perhaps maybe even they grow clone bodies of Joey Chestnut that they can transfer his brain into, and then they throw the old hot dog filled one in the ocean or something.
Joey Chestnut is like one of the chickens that we've genetically modified so much it can't fulfill its base purposes. It's just like, I didn't eat anything hot dogs, I feel great, but if I lie down, I'll die.
You know, rumor has it, there are some who believe that wild chestnuts used to be able to fly. They used to have the capacity to do it, but we've bred them now too heavy.
The reason we found out that we don't need some of our internal organs that we started getting rid of is we started coming out of Joey first.
Yeah.
He lost his appendix first just to get more gut room.
More room,
This is he's fine.
Yeah.
Apparently he's fine.
He's doing great. He's operating with half a spleen at this point, and he's doing okay.
And if you eat enough of them, the liver will start doing hot dog stuff.
Yeah.
Like, the liver mostly processes other types of stuff, but if you eat enough hot dogs, eventually your liver will be like, I guess I gotta fucking chip in around here. It is all hands on deck getting these through the human body.
I can never remember which organs we need and don't need.
Yeah.
So, I really hope the aliens don't take me. I don't want to be the man.
That'd be so fucking embarrassing.
I don't know.
Yeah. they would have you like exploded on a table and they hold up a lung and they're like, do you need both of these? And you'd be like, fuck, guys, I don't know.
I don't know if I need both.
This is how I feel when I worry about being accidentally traveled backward in time, where you'd like to think that all of your skills and abilities and knowledge from the future would benefit you well. But then I'd get back there and it'd be like the plague or whatever. And I'd be like, oh, guys.
It would be like 1691. And you'd be like, did fucking anything happen? Like, what happened then that
did
I can
you guys look at Reddit?
Yeah. Yes.
In like 300 years, I can give everyone a pretty good heads up about 9/11. Like, I remember some of the big ones.
I imagine that I'm back there, right? And somebody's like, yeah, we think the bad smelling air causes the disease. And I'm like, I don't know if that's right or wrong. I mean, I don't want to be in bad smelling air. It probably isn't good.
Yeah, they're like pooping on themselves and they're like, we keep dying. And it's like, I can help actually with this one. Does any of you know how to invent a toilet?
Yeah, you got the toilet. What's in soap? I remember seeing Fight Club a couple times. And
you see, toilet is a chair with a bowl and it has a pipe that goes like this. And then it goes down into a big tube that all of your guys' stuff goes into. Shit, hold on. I don't actually know how plumbing works.
You will know that I was never sent back far enough in history to invent the toilet, because if reality ever changes and everyone starts calling them griffins, that's what happened. I invented this. I call it a griffin. It's the greatest invention. Like
that. How do you know that there wasn't like a Michael Toilet who went back in time?
Oh, my God. John Toilet. About.
Yeah.
This is an advice show.
Yeah.
I would have just invented the dirt toilet, by the way, should have been a dirt toilet. It's the first Wednesday of the month.
How does this keep happening?
We record on Wednesday.
I guess we record on Wednesday, so this is when the air raid siren happens. Yeah, sure.
It's
naturally.
Not an air raid siren, Griffin. I'm not worried about the blitz. It's a tornado siren.
We need Porkopolis to be under constant supervision of air assault. Kim Jong-un has mobilized against Cincinnati. Scramble the fighters.
The terrorists hate our chili.
As does everyone else.
As does most people.
As everyone else. I like it, for the record.
I have to close this video of fucking Joey Chestnut.
Oh, Griffin, how'd you find that, man? Don't leak it.
Should we wait for the tornado siren to end before
it'll
we
end
continue?
Just a second. It's fine.
Nah, it'll end eventually. I just had my first cavity filling a few weeks ago. My dentist loves classic rock and plays it rather loudly when working on my teeth. He has to stop the fillings to tell me I was headbanging to the music, and I had to stop. Nice. I didn't even realize I was doing it. It's just what happens to my body when those tasty tunes are on. I'm getting my next filling in a few months. Brothers, how do I stop my body from uncontrollably, automatically headbanging to those crisp classics? That's from Headbanger Head Scratcher.
That's incredible. I don't think I'd be able to do that at the dentist when I'm like down on the table and dreaming.
I assume it's not like full blown headbanging. This is like a muted, like my head's just kind of bopping.
Like a little, bopping. Yeah, sure.
That's enough though, isn't it?
Yeah.
When someone's got a sharp thing in your mouth.
Yeah, it doesn't take a whole lot. Can you just have some sticks in your hand? And just like bust out a few paradiddles on the armrest.
Oh, I see.
I would probably let you do that three times as a dentist before I'm like, that's also bad.
Yeah.
Just don't do anything.
Just ask him to clockwork orange you, right? Put a strap across my forehead, put a strap across my chin. Maybe put some things in to keep my eyes open if you need to.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, if memory serves, in Clockwork Orange, that scene was the guy was like, I'm sorry, I keep wiggling so much while you guys are doing important dentist work
to me.
My bad. Yeah, put the straps on. I want that. I want this. Yahoo!
That happened when I got a tattoo, two tattoos ago on my chest. My old frail body is now no longer able to take that physical pain. And my tattoo artist had to put one elbow down across my chest. It was on my chest. Because my body was instinctively, maybe correctly, trying to escape.
Yeah.
And he had to like hold me down. So maybe just give your dentist permission. Like, if you need to put one hand on my forehead and just keep me down, I give you full consent.
Don't ask your dentist to hold you down. Don't tell your dentist to hold you down.
Yeah, that's not in his job description.
Not tell him to, but give him the option.
You okay? Cool. Yeah, Yeah, cool. Next time my dentist comes up and is like, you need to get another one of your crowns replaced? And it's like, yeah, man, I don't know what the fuck keeps happening. And he's like, I told you to stop eating so many Dorito chips. And I was like, yeah, man, I'm doing my best over here. But hey, good news, this time you can hold me down.
If you want to, if it makes your job any easier.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I want a dentist with a hard rock attitude to work on my teeth.
Ooh.
I'm not sure if I hear someone like shout at the devil or like no rules or breaking the law. I don't need that.
Yeah.
I want if you're singing with like a good Christian rock song where like I know that I can stand behind your values, but like I don't want to hear you like talking about how you love chaos or dead bodies or anything like that. I want it just like chill.
Yeah.
It would be nice though to finally have like a cool father figure in my life like that who comes in and like they're going to teach me how to like take apart an engine and they're going to like do fillings and stuff. That kind of thing. Like instead of like, if dad was a dentist, he would play, you know, musicals and stuff.
Sure.
And that's fine if that's what you're into. But I do like the idea of like, oh, he tore his dentist sleeves off and he's got cool dentist tattoos.
Yeah.
And he comes in wearing sunglasses. I'm kind of into that. That's it would make I feel comfortable with that.
In summation, we want to hold you down, Christian rock and roll daddy, as our dentist is what we're talking about.
Well, I don't know if I would.
Right.
Necessarily.
You would call it a hold you down Christian rock and roll daddy.
I can just get that
in a dentist. Can I get that in a dentist form, please? Thank you.
Well, you're making me revisit some of the things I've said in the last 5 minutes, Griffin, that maybe I'm not comfortable
that you
want to
hold you down Christian rock and roll daddy. You're figuring it wasn't even Travis. Honestly, it was like 90 seconds.
Yeah.
Of
but
time
you've just codified it with vocabulary in a way that maybe has made me rethink this. And maybe I want a very distant, like, does the job it gets
hygiene focused professional. Is that what you're looking for?
That might be the terminology.
Sure. That's kind of what I'm looking for in a dentist too, Trevor. I'm glad to see that you've joined the winning team here.
Yeah, with your word choices and whatnot, kind of made it clear to me that my priorities were maybe off base.
Thank you
for that service. Thank you for your service.
Thank you so much. What's wrong, Juice?
Can you just say like
Juice also wants a Christian hold you down rock and roll daddy?
No, I think you should just say like, this old man music is embarrassing. Get TikTok.
You want to say that to the person like who's got sharp implements in your mouth?
No, you start with like, I want to announce one thing. You better not start with any of that trash you played last time because I'm the one getting work done. Put it in your earbuds.
Yeah. Pass the aux, doctor.
Pass the aux. I'm controlling the stereo now and I'm going to play Inya.
I think anyone's going to wear any kind of headphones or earbuds, it should probably be you because I want my dentist to be able to hear me reacting to things. I think it is important that at least I'm able to communicate with my dentist.
That's why he plays it so loud. He's like, yeah, I'm sorry. I play louder. Otherwise, I hear the drill and it freaks me out.
The screaming haunts my dreams.
Can you smell your teeth? Ugh.
Disgusting.
I wish Iron Maiden made smells. This sucks.
The music is for the patient because the dentist is just screaming at what he is having to do.
I hate it.
Oh, God.
Every room has a popcorn machine in it just to cover the odors.
The smell of teeth! The smell of teeth! It's metal. I've been going to therapy for 4 years now, and it's great. However, when I'm in the waiting room, every time the door opens, I immediately look, thinking it's my therapist picking me up, but typically it's another client leaving. Yes. Brothers, how do I be cool and not frankly look at the door like a small dog at home alone? That's from Uncool in the Waiting Room. Wow, do I ever... Yeah, I feel this one a lot.
Huge.
Every waiting room I've ever been in, any situation, this happens like if I go to my children's school and I need to drop something off or like pick my kid up for something and I'm waiting for my kid to come in, especially weird when it's not your kid that comes in but a different kid and you're like, boom. And you're just like,
that kid.
Now I'm just looking at that kid like, not that one.
It's especially acute though in the vulnerability zone. Which is what this sort of waiting room is.
Of like emotions? Is that what you
mean? A ready room of emotion. Yes.
Right. Because I'm sorry, but if you're in a therapist's office in the waiting room and you're not looking around trying to clock everybody's thing, I don't know what to say, man, because we all are.
Yeah.
You're kind of like, I got to pass the time somehow. I'm going to try to clock these people's thing. And everybody's trying to clock your thing. So I get it. It is an awkward scenario.
That's why
and
you're going to come in dressed as a delivery driver. You're holding a package. You're not waiting for an appointment. You're doing great. Everyone's looking at you and like, that delivery driver's got it all figured out. They don't experience anxiety or depression or ADHD or anything. They're just here to hand deliver a package to the therapist.
So the unwind of the grift looks like the therapist is like, Jack, it's your time. And you like kick the box across the room and you're like, I do feel sad. All right.
I've been anxious this whole time. Suckers.
You could also just dress up like a therapist, and when you walk into the room, like, and I'm the one doing this. Shut the door. Yeah, that's right. Even therapists need a therapist sometimes.
I'm your therapist's favorite therapist.
I'm the one doing them.
It's a big package. It's going to take me about 50 minutes to set it down.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to unpack this package.
Isn't it just the biggest package?
I hide in the bathroom until I'm almost late. That is when I decide to enter my therapy date. If someone needs to use the potty, then they're out of luck. Because if someone saw me there, that would really suck. And I don't really feel the way the last one, but it rhymed. So
it rhymes real good.
I'm proud to take care of my mental health, and I want to be.
Oh, for fuck's sake! Of course,
like not yet.
It's like good.
It's just, I'm saying, I think that my mental health journey is.
I'm less worried about. I'm less worried about people seeing me than I am seeing people. If you've just had a very important moment, and you are having a response to that very important moment, I can't stress to you. I don't feel like I should be a part of that moment. And yet if I'm in the waiting room and I see you come out and you've clearly just had a big important moment, and in my mind, I'm going to have to go, what do they need right now? So what affirmation can I give
them?
I do
that already. You know what I find the answer is? 99 times out of 100, just a big hug. I just stand there with open arms. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm here for you. Right. I don't have to go in for 5 minutes. What do you need for the next 5 minutes? Yeah. Unless, can I go ahead in early? Because I do have things to do.
If I get started. How many notes do they have to take after what you said before I can go in?
Right. I go to a very small therapist's office. So like it is very clear when the last appointment has ended and when mine has begun. So there is like how long do you need to unpack what just happened to you there? Because I think that my therapist very rarely is like, let's bang you out, McElroy. Come on in, man. Let's get it started early.
I don't need to psych myself up for this at all.
No.
I have had times where I go in and I'm just like, I feel so good today. I don't want to waste your time. And they're like, you should probably stay anyway. I'm like, all right, well, we can chat 45 minutes later. You're right. I suck. I don't go to a good therapist.
Man.
More of a bully. Is that it sounds like?
That's why I don't like seeing other people in the therapist's office. Because when I wake up, my therapist is like, all right, guys, I did as much as I could with this cuck. Who's next? See you next week, sucker. Don't try to fall on your stupid ass on the way
but
out.
That's part of the journey, isn't it?
Part of the journey.
Is to have them yell loud at you.
They
got to
break
you
down
ass.
So they can.
They have to shatter you, absolutely.
Rebuild you. When the person comes out of the office, just do exactly what will make them feel most comfortable. Cover your eyes, like you kind of shield yourself from them and pretend like they're not there. That's going to make them feel so good. And so comfortable that you're like, ugh, when they walk in the room, that's what's going to make them feel like it's all been worth it.
I was ruined by the OC because every time I walk into the therapist's office, I think there might be a chance that a handsome, preppy, distant, rich boy is going to call at me from the corner and be like, so what kind of fucked up are you? Like, so how are you broken?
What's your damage?
What's your damage?
Is it
pills? Is it you stole daddy's car? But then he's doing it in a way that's like, what's so this sexy rich kid's deal?
Yeah.
But then he invites me out to like a Killers concert.
Yeah.
He invites me out to see the Killers play. And
there's
like,
only like 30 people there, which is weird.
Yeah. But then it turns out that he actually does have some pretty serious unaddressed kind of problems that do then become actually quite dangerous for Marissa and Ryan and the crew. So maybe that show didn't do a great job with its depiction of like mental health.
Well,
I'm just now realizing this, guys. Maybe it didn't do
wait,
so good.
Wait, see?
I think maybe it did a not so good. That's so weird.
I do think there that there is an underlying Griffin instructional aspect there, where if you are in a therapist's office and another patient leans forward and says, like, what's your damage? What brought you here? You probably, that's not a green flag. That's not a green
flag. Yeah, but he's so handsome and so rich, though.
He wasn't that handsome. Compared to Ryan, are you
fucking
kidding
me? Don't you dare talk about Oliver that way on this show.
No,
that's a
Ryan,
real human being, Travis.
I'm just saying.
Do you hear that actor who played Oliver? Travis doesn't
think
you're as
handsome.
I'm not saying
he was unattractive. I'm saying you can't say over Ryan he's going to steal your heart. Come on.
You mean actor Ben McKenzie?
I don't think
looks
of him
good.
That way. I think of him as Ryan, personally. That's how I
just saying, keep your head on a swivel, guys. Half of every therapist's office has an Oliver in it, and he's going to ask you, so how are you? He'll say to you the words, it's beautiful how you're broken. And that's when you know he'll take you to a Killers concert for sure. There will be some stuff after that at his family's
Not
house
wild.
In Palm Springs, he's going to make things really fucking uncomfortable.
Was that the guy who played Oliver? Fuck, I'm wrong.
Yeah, Travis, that's right. Taylor that's Handley. So what were you saying?
That's a handsome
look
man.
Look at that hunk of
man
meat.
Cool
man.
That's a cool
Yeah, he is.
Cool looking dude.
But let me also just say, this isn't necessarily Jermaine, but before we're talking about an instructional thing,
No, he's not Jermaine. He's Taylor Handley.
Yes. Don't count out the Seths in your life because they might grow up to be like their dad, Peter Gallagher, and you don't want to count that out. Don't miss your chance. Invest in a Seth now. He might have.
He grows up to be Shazam's cousin.
Your camera froze while you're doing a fist pump in the air like the end of an episode of Saved by the Bell at your success. You were so proud of your "Is Not Jermaine" joke that you literally
that was
your camera
good.
Froze.
It was good. Your guys froze when you were laughing your asses off at it, I think.
Yeah. Every episode of Justin ends with him going, "Peter Gallagher!" And then freeze framing in the air. So excited is he.
Should we
take
go
a break,
to them?
Please?
Yeah.
Oh, please.
My gosh. We're so
we
in sync.
Sorry, we're so in this lag. Drift.
It's better with you.
Tell you who's been helping me out a lot as we transition into these chill fall months. And that is the Stitch. You guys are my rocks. You know, the rocks upon which I have beached my ship of opportunity. Huh. But Stitch Fix has been helping me out sort of with the weather and stuff because they sent me a box of clothes. And you know what they've been hooking me up with a lot lately is high quality, stylish workout gear. That's right. I work out sometimes now.
Okay.
And it's great to have a pair of shorts that don't look like shit that I can wear to school drop-off, hang with the other parents in my cool workout gear, and then I go to the workout zone, which is usually
my
office.
And that's great because they know you're about to go work out.
They know I'm about to work out, so like it's huge for me, but I'm never going to go buy that stuff myself. Stitch Fix knows that about me, and they have been hooking me up. But you can tell them to send you whatever. You give your stylist your size, your style and budget preferences, and you pick the how often you want to get the boxes in. There's no subscription or whatever. And they pick out pieces to send you, and you keep what works, and you send the rest back. No problem. It's something we've all been using for a long time, and I think it's transformed all of our fashions. The shirt and pants I'm wearing right now are both Stitch Fix. So thank you, Stitch Fix. Make style easy. Get started today at stitchfix.com/brother. That's stitchfix.com/brother.
I want to lay out a little scenario here, Justin. Imagine you're a farmer. You've been raising chickens, and those chickens lay eggs. And I come to you one day, and I say, hey, do you need any tomatoes? And you just found a really good tomato recipe, and you're like, I do actually need tomatoes. And I say, okay, good deal. I'm going to bring you tomatoes whenever you ask for them, and in return, every month, I'm going to come and just take some eggs from your chickens. And you're like, okay, sounds good. But then you don't end up needing tomatoes again. But here's the thing, Justin. I'm still coming into your coop. I'm still taking those eggs. Do you
so
like that?
It's like a subscription service, kind of.
Yeah, Justin. Yeah.
Is man not entitled to the sweat of his brow?
The eggs of these chickens.
I thought that that was the direction this is about to go. Right. That's the government. That's juice. That's the government. That's what the government does every year. That's not right.
Right. Welcome to libertarians.com.
Where?
Wait. A new subscription service that is free. No.
No, listen. Justin, my thing wasn't making a big political statement, Justin. I was talking about rocket money. Rocket money. Because sometimes a thing comes up and you're like, this new mobile game is my identity forever. And I'm never going to stop playing this mobile game. And yeah, I'm totally cool playing $20 a month or whatever for this mobile game because it's my whole identity. And then 3 days later, you forget it exists. But you know who doesn't forget?
Who?
Rocket Money.
No.
Because they're like,
Rocket Money's like, I know you're not still playing Fart Piano DX, Travis, and you're spending $20 a month for not playing Fart Piano DX.
Yeah.
And please let us set you free from this prison you've made for yourself.
And that's true, because not only will they remind you that you're paying that, they will also help you cancel unwanted subscriptions and save you money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. They have over 5 million users and have saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. I'm a big fan of Rocket Money. I've been using it for a couple months now, and it has saved me lots and lots of money, kept me honest, as it were, with reminders and analytic tools of where I'm spending my money, and am I spending less week to week and month to month, all of those things. So cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/mybrother. That's rocketmoney.com/mybrother. One more time, rocketmoney.com/mybrother.
One thing we all have in common, we all have a mind.
It makes me so scared because I'm like, when is the bad thing going to happen?
And minds can be kind of unpredictable and eccentric.
Everybody wants to hear that they're not alone. Everybody wants to hear that someone else has those same thoughts.
Depression Mode with John Moe is about how interesting minds intersect with the lives and work of the people who have them. Comedians, authors, experts, all sorts of folks trying to make sense of their world.
It's not admitting something bad if you say, this is scary.
Depression Mode with John Moe, every Monday at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get podcasts.
Soundheap with John Luke Roberts is a real podcast made up of fake podcasts. Like, if you had a cupboard in your lower back, what would you keep in it?
So I'm going to say mugs.
A little yogurt and a spoon.
A small handkerchief that was given to me by my grandmother on her deathbed.
Maybe some spare honey.
I'd keep batteries in it. I'd pretend to be a toy.
If I had a cupboard in my lower back, I'd probably fill it with spines.
If you had a cupboard in your lower back, what would you keep in it? Doesn't exist. We made it up for Soundheap with John Luke Roberts, an award-winning comedy podcast from Maximum Fun, made up of hundreds of stupid podcasts. Listen and subscribe to Soundheap with John Luke Roberts now.
It's time again. All right.
Yeah. I want a munch
squad.
Oh. I want to munch.
Spooky.
Welcome to Munch Squad.
Now, hold on.
Podcast within a podcast profiling the latest and greatest in brand eating.
So.
I'm your guest host, Count Donut.
You're just wearing what Justin was wearing, though. Like, you didn't put a cape.
But you turned off your camera for a minute.
Listen. My cat pissed on my cape again.
No!
I keep buying more and more expensive, elegant capes, and my terrible cat piss on them. I hate my cat. I hate my cat, Reginald. He is the worst cat, and he is the devil!
It's so funny you say that, Count Donut.
He's adorable. I cannot stay mad.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, Count Donut, because Justin actually has a cat that has pissed on two of my winter coats. Not a joke. Had to get rid of those.
It is a weakness we both share. We force animals to piss themselves from fear.
Okay. All right.
Our very presence. This is a lunch squad. I wanted to tell you about some donut news
Ooh.
That was sent in by an informant. who shall remain unnamed.
Why?
Okay.
Did they request that, or you just don't want to give them the credit?
Both. The Second City partners with Duncan for unique comedy collaboration.
What?
This is absolutely in our fucking wheelhouse, Count Donut.
Yes, welcome. Chicago's iconic comedy theater, The Second City, and Duncan, which is Duncan, are teaming up for a wild and wired live comedy show partnership. The Second City and Duncan present Ring Lights and Lattes.
Huh.
That's the full title of the experience.
Ring Lights and lattes.
Okay.
It blends the Second City's legendary style of improv comedy with brand new original material, infused with big Duncan energy, and written exclusively for this unique comedy project that can only be experienced live at Second City for a limited time.
If we could step inside of big Duncan energy for a second, because it really felt there like Dunkin' Donuts was writing this press release about a comedy partnership and was like, you know what else is funny? Is big dick energy. So what if we did a joke? What if we just like hopped in here and we're like, we can be fun, like, Aunt Duncan can get crazy too.
Yeah, like, we'll just have some fun too. Like, we have a thing. We do jokes too. We're like a beloved joke brand.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry, because they let the real joke masters from Second City do this quote.
This isn't just a show, it's a celebration, said Second City Works creative director Tyler Dean Kempf. Stacked with hilarious sketches, improv, and perhaps even a cameo from America's favorite cup-shaped mascot, anything can happen and no two performances will be the same. So I ask you, who is this mascot?
A donkey? I assume that they have some kind of cup.
The idea that this man would reference a beloved cup-shaped Duncan mascot as though we all know this character, this unnamed, who do you mean? Who?
Here's
Telly Savalas, Ronald McDonald? What do you want?
We,
the cup-shaped mascot? What do you mean?
The three of us, by which I mean Justin and Griffin and Travis, we're...
And Justin, and not Justin, because I am Count Donut.
That's why I said the three of us, and I scooted over here. We are surprisingly comedy professionals, and I know in my life a lot of people who do improv, a lot of people who do sketch comedy. The idea that this would happen and that these people would have to constantly fight the urge to openly mock Dunkin' Donuts, that it must be overwhelming.
It's exactly. It is the Kessel Run of corporate jokes.
The amount that they must be getting prepped by some kind of Duncan PR person is like,
on just, stage,
hey guys,
for
so
the
excited.
Entire performance.
Yeah, so excited for this.
Just like an ASL interpreter, but just going, I don't know.
Just a quick list of things we do want you to stay away from this. Anything about donuts? Anything about like the coffee and how it tastes? Just
the flavor of any products.
Yeah, just don't mention us at all.
This next paragraph is bereft of content.
Awesome.
Whether you're a fan of the Second City's comedy, fueled by Dunkin' Donuts, or both, this collab is next level.
What?
After all, America runs on Dunkin'. And now it laughs with the Second City. What do you mean?
What the fuck
what
are you
talking about?
What is
that even talking about to me?
You can't,
what is this talking about to
you
me?
You can't just make it sound like those two things are at all related because you paid each other to do the thing. You can't trick
well,
me.
Well, I don't think they paid each other, Griffin. Let's be honest here.
I don't understand why the Duncan money is now America laughs with Second City. I feel like Second City, you know about this.
Yes, I think America's been laughing with them for a while, but I also did quarantine hit Second City so hard that they have to take this money from Duncan and pretend like what a perfect
collab. Do you know
what
Count Donut? Do you know
listen,
about?
I would take the money. Listen, hey, listen,
hey, it's Justin.
Listen.
if you guys want to do this, you know the real. I'm just jealous, honestly, guys. You know who to come to.
I don't know. I don't want to do that.
For I will guarantee 1/20th of whatever they're charging you.
I don't want to do. I don't want to take that challenge, Justin. The idea that that check would ever actually make it into our hands once the content had been produced, that's a very small chance we're actually getting that money, bud.
I disagree. If Duncan wants to give us anything. Anything. If Duncan wanted to give us free donuts, if they wanted to give us some of their snack and bacon.
Oh, no, I wouldn't accept free donuts, and not just because of my gluten intolerance.
Do you know what Second City is, Count Donut? Do you know about Rick
Second
Moranis?
City.
And...
That's not very funny, if okay. I don't, right?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
In fact, I am so aware of their work. I took the liberty of going ahead and writing a skit for them to perform.
Oh awesome, dude.
I'm
so glad.
I was
glad
hoping
you did.
If you two could give sort of the first performance of it.
Oh my God, I'd be honest.
And you promised
so
to be
exciting.
Kind.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Travis, yeah. I'm going to send it to both of you. Travis, you'll play the first role, and Griffin, you'll play the second role.
Okay, and where are you sending it to?
I have emailed it.
Oh, electronic mail. Duncan's kit, I see here.
Okay, good, yes.
Is this now, written in blood?
You're going to be... I got to turn on my headphones. You'll be playing... Griffin, do you have it? Don't read the
I've
head,
got
please.
It, no. Don't read it.
So I'm playing Duncan?
But you, yes. And you... Well, yes. The character's name is Duncan. Yes.
Okay.
Hey you there, Lenny. How's life? How's the missus?
Now already hold on.
Oh sorry.
Yeah, it wasn't yeah.
You have to bring your whole self.
Okay.
It took me 17
I'll
hours.
Bring my I believe the kids would say my trussy. Yeah.
Bring put your trussy in it. Put your ectussy in it, Trap.
Okay.
Yes.
Hey you there, Lenny. Self. How's life? How's the missus?
Ah, you know, I can't complain. How's about things with old buddy of mine?
I just felt like dad harder than I ever have in my whole life, and that was.
Oh, I'm finer than frogs here. Split four ways and sand it down, Lenny.
Yeah, that's just great to hear. Great to hear. Oh, Duncan.
Is ad-libbing okay?
No, it's absolutely not. This is a well-honed.
Okay, sorry.
Absolutely.
I didn't know how many passes.
I don't
gone.
Mean to overspeak for Mr. Donut, but
yeah, no. I thought it was going to be a sort of joke-a-thon, sort of like. Okay. Anyway, sorry.
I want them to be able to play in the space.
He really doesn't. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Please don't.
Okay.
No matter
gotcha,
what
gotcha.
He says.
That's just great to hear. Say, you in the mood for a quick bite?
Oh, Lenny, that sounds swell. I tell you, I miss breakfast, but I'm still in the mood for a place that serves breakfast sandwiches all day.
Duncan?
What is it?
A restaurant.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to pick. You see, I'm wanting a breakfast sandwich, but I'm also looking for the perfect iced pick-me-up, full of robust coffee flavor, but just the right amount of sweetness. But where's a guy supposed to find that kind of combo?
Duncan.
Yeah? What do you need?
Did we set up that the guy's name is D-U-N-C-A-N Duncan?
Not in the scene.
At the beginning, I said
I mean,
the beginning.
I said
and
it.
And also, there's a line in there where it's
but he says,
very
how's,
clear.
How's, well, it does say, how's things with old buddy?
No,
oh,
I
you
see.
Know Duncan.
Where he says, oh, you know, Duncan.
You've
I
just typed
complain.
That in. Don't.
But you just added that in. You looked at me like I was an asshole.
You promised to be kind!
I know, I'm trying to give you notes kindly. So... Duncan. Sorry. He's fucking hissing at us, Trav. We really
I'm covering my eyes with my cape so you don't see me cry.
He's going to piss on your coat. Okay.
That was improv. I'm not sad. You are mortal.
Okay.
Okay.
Hurt me with 1,000 swords.
Okay. Yeah, what do you need?
All the stuff you mentioned, Sadie.
You have to back up. You've lost the rhythm.
Okay.
Take it from Hey There, Lenny, How's Life?
No, that's
the beginning of the script.
Excellent.
I really don't want to do that.
Yes.
Count Donut.
Yes, you've lost the rhythm.
No, we're just going to take it from the second Duncan.
Okay, yeah. Duncan.
Yeah, what do you need?
All the stuff you mentioned sounded great to me, pal.
So why you interrupting me if you ain't going to suggest a restaurant?
I'm telling you, Duncan.
You ain't telling me anything, pal. You're just running your mouth, yammering my name like you were my ex-wife trying to get me to take her a Frosty.
Wendy's?
Her name was Caroline.
Time out. Pause.
Hey, Countdown, can I just say, Countdown Up? I'm having a hard time working with Griffin here.
Yes, he is not playing in the space.
I feel like I'm getting into a rhythm.
If you want to do a... Listen, we're recording content right now, Countdown, and I want you to also respect that. This is very much meta humor that we're doing right now.
Okay.
If you would read it perfectly, they won't be busting up.
Sorry, hold on, Countdown. I just had a knock at the door. Yeah, come on. Ugh. Griffin sent me a box of dead fish? Griffin, yeah. Why are you getting in character again? I've told you I don't like this method.
Look inside of the fish.
Oh, it's
look
donuts. Inside.
Yeah. So, but I don't think Duncan wants us to say Wendy's.
So, if you would just finish reading my skit, you keep ruining it.
Sure. All right. Let me try it. Wendy's.
No, her name was Caroline, and you know that goddamn well. Now, pick a restaurant before I plug you full of lead, you big galoot.
Dunkin' Donuts.
So now you tell me donuts too. So now we got to find a place that sells breakfast sandwiches all day. Ice cold, super satisfying coffee, and donuts too. Whose ass am I supposed to pull that from?
Just pause. Just a quick timeout. Pause. Is ice cold modifying the breakfast sandwiches or the satisfying coffee?
It's improv.
I read it.
Playing all of it.
You read it and I was confused if you were describing
ice cold, super satisfying coffee. And donuts,
but there's also this is kindness. This is work. I'm giving you this for free. That sells breakfast sandwiches all day, ice cold. You hear it that way too, though, right?
But I didn't read it that way, Griffin.
I improvised this.
Wait.
Okay.
So I should not be held responsible.
I need the time.
I wrote it right away as I came up with it, and I didn't stop.
But that's not improvising, though. You wrote it, is what you're talking about.
I improvised it out, and I wrote it as I came up with it, and I didn't change it.
Okay. But what we're doing right now is...
I'm getting... Sure.
If you could give me whose ass am I supposed to pull that from?
Whose ass am I supposed to pull that from?
Duncan?
That's it. You're dead. Bang, bang, bang. Fuck, 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 not again. Fuck, goddamn it, not again. I can't go back. Duncan hurriedly tries to press the revolver into Lenny's blood-soaked hand. Hello, police. I need to report a violent crime. My friend, he's been hurt. Come quick. And I'm standing outside the... Duncan peers up to read the sign above him and reads Dunkin' Donuts. The growing horror of his situation slowly peels across his face. He opens his mouth to beg forgiveness from the gods, knowing full well they have already turned their back.
Duncan!
Fade to black.
Okay. Well, what did you think of my skit?
Hilarious.
Thank Is you. The skit...
It also makes you feel things.
Yeah, and think.
Is the skit a commercial? Is the skit going to be performed on stage at the Second City Theater, main stage, or small stage?
Griffin, the role of the improvisational artist is not to contextualize.
Yeah, beautiful.
I simply improvise the work. It is up to the audience to see what they make of it.
Okay, but what we just did was not improvisational in nature.
It was improv when I wrote it down. Yeah. And you just read what I came up with.
Can I just say, Count Donut? I thought it was moving and powerful. It made me hungry for donuts.
Only point of the whole thing.
Yeah, it made me think. I liked that my character survived. I think as far as I could tell.
Your performance was flawless.
Thank you very much.
Do you think at the concession stand, Second City was like, well, we got to serve Duncan. And Duncan was like, well, there's no need to be hasty.
Let's not go crazy.
No. For money, of course, no.
I don't know that Duncan, as part of this partnership, wants there to be such a heavy emphasis on gun violence. I don't know that that's was part of Duncan's original kind of like...
Hope. I think if I had scripted this, I would 100% agree.
Maybe we could make it a crossbow.
I just had to take what the muse gave me.
A crossbow, maybe, or swords? Would that be better?
Yeah, I haven't killed him with a sword, and then it can be a Highlander thing, because the name is Duncan.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to set the joke up so much earlier, because people will see a man with a sword being confused, and they'll be like, that must be Duncan from the Highlander.
Maybe he kills him with his bare hands.
You know, it's very easy. After the lights are off and the janitor is sweeping up the peanuts and donut crumbs, it's very easy to say, here is the jokes I would have made up in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But until you're under the intense pressure I was writing this,
you won't know what you'll generate. I can't make sense of it. It's just a direct conduit from the muse to me.
It's close.
Can I just say, and once again, a huge fan of the work. I loved it. Maybe one of the best performances of my career. Maybe there's another twist at the end where this is all in a VR simulation, and Lenny has now figured out, like, oh, okay, Duncan can't be trusted. Duncan's arrested for thought crime. And this is like 3,000 years in the future. Maybe something like that.
That's great.
Yeah.
Of course, yes. I will write down yours too, and you can be part of the improv.
I love that. Thank you very much. And maybe it's something about like the cyclical nature of time and how a donut's a circle.
Oh, you're an artist at your soul.
And something, I think saying cream filled in there would get a good laugh too. Cream filled somewhere.
Yeah. Say like when he's like threatening him to kill him with a gun. Say, like, I'm going to fill your ass so full of cream.
We'll think about this.
Also, I think, was there any fucks? There's a couple fucks in there. I like that. That was good. That's powerful.
They don't cuss at Second City. So you'll need to cut those. You'll need to take those out.
We might need to have a pretty strict no cussing. We might have to see if, like, maybe Broadway. See if, like, the public.
If I must go to the First City, I will. Yeah, if my material is too edgy.
Is there anything going on at the public right now? We might be able to get this on at the public.
Let's get Matt and Trey.
Yeah.
This seems a lot like them. In South Park, they're always cussing and shooting each other.
What if I played both parts?
Oh, isn't
what if it was a one-hander? Yeah.
Yeah.
The true West.
Yeah.
Except
it's like if Malkovich had played both. But no need for Sinise in there. Just Malkovich stepping to the left, saying a line, stepping to the right, saying the next line.
That's cool. Get Travis on there. He's doing both parts. Malkovich is on stage, but he doesn't say shit.
Yeah.
He's the puppeteer.
He's controlling Travis.
Yeah. And then if you can get Sinise there to represent like the specter, the grim specter of like the pressure that society puts on us.
He won't be
us.
On stage, but people should know that he's in the building.
Yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
Downstairs
haunting.
Writing Apollo 14, the day we fight back.
Yeah. Take this, space.
You fucked up our air conditioner? We're going to blow you up the moon.
I didn't get a chance to go into space last time, but I'm coming this time because I don't have a cold.
Hell's coming with me. Hell's coming with me.
It's a solo mission.
We've told you we don't do that.
No.
I'm riding a male horse, space.
No, you
get in, Forrest. We're doing this thing.
It's a Gary Sinise meta project. Hey, thank you so much for listening to My Brother and Me, a comedy advice show that should not be taken literally.
I think if Gary Sinise made a one-hander, it'd be called like Sinise Stesia or something, right? I think like that would be where he would go. Or like
yeah,
the
really
seven
good,
deadly Sinises.
I get annoyed
seven
sometimes,
deadly
Travis.
Sinises is freaking great, but it's seven different characters that he does.
Yeah.
And there's like a teen boy who's like worried about his first date. And there's
like
and
he's
old
like
man.
Maybe he's shooting hoops on his back porch.
Hey, we got some shows coming up. Next week, we're going to be in Orlando and Atlanta doing Mabimbams in both places. And if you want us to do a question there, if you're coming to those shows, if you go to email it at mabimbam@maximumfun.org and put your city in the subject line, we'll be able to consider those. We also got tickets on sale for shows in Denver, Phoenix, Indianapolis, and Milwaukee. And Travis and Dad are heading over to MCM in London in October. So go to bit.ly/MacRoyTours for tickets and more information about all that stuff. Also, we got some new merch. There's a dope Munch Squad apron designed by Tyler Reed up in the shop. Some really great stuff up for the month of September. And 10% of all proceeds this month will go to the Equal Justice Initiative. So go to McElroy Merch and check that all out, too. And thanks to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. If you haven't listened to more of Montaigne's work, you should do that because there's a lot of it and it is all extremely good.
Oh, also, the like preview trailer for the new season of Adventure Zone is up in the McElroy Family YouTube. Go check that out with some art of the characters there, the new theme song, all that stuff. Go check it out.
You should probably say what it is then.
Oh, Abnormals. Yeah. We're doing an Abnormals season, you know, as an homage to like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Biker Mice from Mars, Cowboys of Moo Mesa, that kind of stuff. Go check it out.
Yeah. How about that wish? I can do it if you guys hum.
Yeah, let's do it.
I wish my cat could know what it means when I flip him off.
And he's just a McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
It's been my brother and me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.